morning we're continuing with the halachas of the 9 days, and we're talking now about the halachas of eating meat and drinking wine. So we covered the halachas of eating meat yesterday. We're continuing with the halachas of drinking wine. So the halachas of drinking wine is that during the 9 days, a person does not drink wine. That includes grape juice as well, which referred to in the halachas yayin toseis. That's wine which is still in the process of becoming wine. It's not wine yet. Is also not permitted during the 9 days. If you have a food or a drink which has wine, has grape juice in it, it would also be prohibited. On Shabbos and in the context of a Seudas Mitzvah, wine is permitted. Like we mentioned yesterday, the definitions of a Seudas Mitzvah. Wine Havdalah, so the halacha is that we're not to give it to a child. The age of the child has to be the following. It has to be a child who's old enough that he's reached the age of chinuch for brachos. So you're making the bracha Brei Pi HaGofen, you're being right to him. The assumption halacha, that's about the age of 5 or 6 years old. Probably 6 years old is more appropriate. The age of 6 years old, the child has reached the age when he says a bracha, he has some level of understanding what he's saying, and he's taking Hashem through this vehicle. And that's the age of chinuch that a person starts the chiyuv to mechanet his child in brachas. That's the youngest that you can use as child. We're talking about a child who has not reached the age of avelus, of chinuch for avelus for the churban. So a child under the age of 9 or 10 years old has not really reached the age of having some real understanding of the laws that we are living with and feeling by the loss of the mourning, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're not mechiv the mechanachim in avelus for the churban. We are mechiv to mechanachim in brachas, so I can make the Brei Pi HaGofen and have in mind that he should drink. So the person who's saying that Abdullah does not drink at all, he says the bracha Brei Pi HaGofen, he says the bracha of Abdullah, and he gives it immediately to the child to drink. In general, when a person drinks a kosh shel mitzvah, a person should drink a shir of mole lugmav, which is considered an halacha, the majority of a revius, considering for the purposes of the rabbanans that we, Ramosha says that we can calculate revius at 3.3 ounces, so then we assume that mole lugmav is the prime of that, so it would be 1.7 ounces. However, there is a separate issue where a person drinks that amount of wine. He now enters into a situation of a suffolk bracha achrona. It's not clear in halacha if the bracha achrona is to be said on the shear of emoli lugmov or require a full revius for the bracha achrona. So it's suggested in halacha a person should not get himself into this suffolk by drinking. A person should drink either less than a kazayas, or which is let's say 1.1 ounces, or more than a revius. In regards to the suffolk and bracha achrona is between a kazayas and a revius. Is a person allowed to drink more wine? So the child is not, there's no element of chinuch. If no child is available, the person drinks the wine himself. So how much should he drink? Does he have to drink the minimum amount of 1.7 and then be suffolk, not make a bracha achrona? Is he allowed to drink more? So the law is he's allowed to really finish the kais. Once he's drinking the kais, he's allowed to drink as much of the kais as he wants to. Therefore, a person would drink a shear of a revius and be able to say, but definitely say, a bracha achrona. A woman is preparing food for Shabbos. The person who's preparing the food is allowed to taste it to make sure that it tastes good, even though it has wine in it, or it has wine in it, or it has meat in it. That's a meat dish. Preferably, that should be done after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. It should be clear to people that what he's doing is something which is a tzarek, the Suda Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted. The Aruch HaShulchan says the din of the Gemara does not require us to refrain from eating meat and drinking wine from Rosh Chodesh. But now that a significant part of Klal Yisrael has undertaken that, so the Chasam Sofer, in a different context, and the Aruch HaShulchan over here, address the fact that that something which has been undertaken by Klai Yisrael to do becomes a minhag Yisrael, it becomes binding upon the members of Klai Yisrael with the halachic status of a netter on a deraisa level. So this is not no longer, for the Ashkenazim, this is no longer just an issue of a minig, it's an issue of a halachically binding netter that a person is required to do. This person should not take this lightly. Okay, have a good morning.